Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Acts 3:1-5. Following the miracle performed by Peter and John, which caused wonder and amazement, Peter preached that these men of Israel had killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, and the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Acts 3:15-16. The priest, captain of the temple, and the Sadducees would be grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. Acts 4:1-2. They would bring Peter and John before them, commanding that they preach no more this divine message which God had delivered unto them. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. Acts 4:18. The apostles would continue to preach and heal, so that believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women. Acts 5:14. This would cause another encounter between the apostles and these Sadducees, but they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Acts 5:42. Later, Stephen, a man chosen by the apostles to minister to widows, would be stoned to death because of preaching the gospel to the Jews. This would cause a persecution where the church would be scattered, going everywhere preaching the word. Acts 8:4. Philip, an evangelist, would go to Samaria, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. Acts 8:12. This preaching by Philip would cause men and women to be baptized, thus washing away sin and putting on Christ. Philip would preach Christ to a man traveling to Ethiopia and would baptize this man after he believed and confessed Christ as the Son of God. This book of history records the conversion of Saul the persecutor after he was baptized by the preacher Ananias. Peter is summoned by God to go and preach that Christ was slain and hanged on a tree, whom God raised up the third day. Acts 10:39-40. The gospel has gone from Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria, and now has begun to go unto the uttermost part of the earth. Acts 1:8. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.